Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Alright, alright, alright. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, November the 4th. Wednesday, November. Wow, I think I've lost a few months there. Wednesday, March the 4th. Wednesday, March the 4th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. Your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very powerful topic. We're talking about, and I don't know if I can pronounce this word, it's crypto and democracy without the demo. So cryptocracy. Cryptocracy. Crypto meaning hidden. Cracy meaning rule or ruler. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify a very dangerous topic, a very dangerous message. We're talking about the hidden rulers, a.k.a. the shadow government. My brothers and my sisters, when we talk about what has been termed in the occult community as cryptology. So cryptology, my brothers and sisters, is a hidden discovery, a hidden community, a hidden environment, a global conspiracy. Can we throw that word out there? Actually, not hidden at all. It comes from an ancient Greek word, which means crypto, which means hidden, and kryton, which means to rule. It means a type of government that is hidden but is meant to rule. Now, this isn't anything new. The problem or the concern is the fact that it's hidden in plain sight. And it's not only hidden in plain sight, everybody's cool with it. Not only is everybody cool with it, we all are promoting it, knowingly or unknowingly. So this word, again, spelled C-R-Y-P-T-O, crypto, like a cryptologist, and then ocracy. So cryptocracy or cryptocracy. Again, two Greek words that come together, kryptos, that means hidden, and kraton, or kraton, which means similar to crease. Similar to Cretan, it means ruler or to rule. So we're talking about tonight And again, tonight's message will be short and sweet because, as you know, this is one of the topics that I only discuss in private. This topic is too dangerous to be spoken about over the public airways because, as you will see, there are certain major players in our society that if I were to name them, they people that everybody know. But these people are part of what is called, again, they have many surnames, but it's part of an elite puppet masters that they maintain a underground or a unknown major role. And in fact, every major event that takes place is preordained, pre-planned by the shadow government or by the shadow people. Now, as I talk about on many of my shows, you know, this may sound a little far-fetched. A lot of the stuff that I talk about, I lose a lot of people. That just comes with the job. I understand. But when we talk about this particular topic, let me make sure that we understand what I'm saying. So when I talk about the thing that numbs you, so that way it dumbs you. So we are numbed down so that way we can be dumbed down. Now, this numbing has been going on, wow, since Adam and Eve. I guess that's where it started at, this New World Order organizational agenda. Some people call it the Illuminati Royal Bloodline. It is the foundation of every major nation: America, England, Israel, Australia, China, Russia. They're all members of this quote-unquote shadow government. The major corporations, the word corporation comes from the word corpse. So it's an organization of corpse or dead people. Now, we can go a whole lot deeper than that, but again, this is a basic general public message tonight, so I'm going to leave that one alone. But we want to talk about the Khazars really briefly because everything that we're talking about is found inside of the Jewish encyclopedia. So you can go inside of the Jewish encyclopedia and see what is called the Khazar Jews. And so they combine Zeus and Krishna to produce Jesus Christos. Now, that's another study for another time as well, but I want to make sure that I give you an overview so that way you can see how this three-city empire that is composed of London, the Vatican, and Washington, D.C., all three of those are cities inside of cities. You can go and you can do the research for yourself, pick up a copy of my book, again, $499 for this puppy, because, again, it's a cookie blower. It's not something that you want to pass around to your friends. A lot of this stuff, again, and I talk about, you know, Bill Cooper, who's no longer with us, a lot, because when you start researching a lot of this stuff, Bill Cooper's name comes up a lot, William Cooper. And he talked about a lot of the same stuff, and we all know what happened to him. He's no longer here. He had an accident, along with a lot of other people who talked about this same stuff. They all have accidents, mysteriously. And so when we talk about this, let me make sure that, first of all, let me remove some of the things that you may be thinking, like the people that provide the information to us today, the whistleblowers. So modern-day whistleblowers, why are they still here? Alex Jones, for example. No disrespect. I don't know Alex Jones. My boy, that the WikiLeaks guy, came out, posed it, and he's, you know, hiding in different countries doing interviews on TV. And every whistleblower that I know, they're all dead. So in order for me to make sure you understand what I'm saying, that I'm not saying tonight, when you talk about certain things that certain people that want you to know, certain things, accidents follow you around. And so what I'm sharing that I'm not sharing tonight is that if we look at the scriptures, for example, from a biblical perspective, when we think about why should I preserve my own life, if you want to use that term, what is valuable about my life? So the global elite class, the one percenters, they're asking themselves the same thing. Now, Bill Gates has come out publicly and said that the population of the earth should be depopulated at least by 2 or 3 billion people. One of the ways for this population control, they're not even hiding it anymore, is vaccinations. Everybody knows that vaccinations cause autism because it has mercury in it. And so when we look at the biblical prophecies that found in the book of Daniel, which, again, I'm not going to read it because, again, this is the GP version tonight. But if I was to go in the book of Daniel and go through it, all of this is basically kind of foretold in the book of Revelations. What about the book of Hosea, the book of Ezekiel, the book of Psalms? All of this talks about, again, the Armageddon. That's a term that they like to, the power structures like to throw around. But the global elite is an ultra-rich class that is organizing our destruction. Now, most people have a little problem if you've never heard of what is called the Orwellian ego class, elite class, or if you've never heard of this word tonight, this cryptocracy, or if you've never heard of certain terms like the Luciferian agenda or the cosmos or the cosmic law tour, this is new. This may be new information for you. But if you look at every date and every time of every global event, what you will see is very shocking. All major, from 9/11 to every major world history event, they're all linked together. Now, Albert Pike wrote a book called Morals and Dogma. Everything in that book, First World War, Second World War, and the Third World War that hasn't happened yet, but it's coming, he wrote and he put it inside this book. Now, you can read that book. Now, Albert Pike, as you may or may not know, was the founder, basically. He was one of the highest ranking members of an organization that I know a lot about, the Freemasons. So Albert Pike, how did he know what was going to happen? Unless he orchestrated what was going to happen. But see, that's another study for another time. But if you really, really, really want to blow your cookies and you start looking at all of the major world events, all of the major wars, everything was pre-written down. Every major crime, I would like to use that word basically, is a part of what we call this new global takeover or the new world order. And it's hidden in plain sight. And the reason that it's hidden in plain sight, my brothers and sisters, is because it sounds too crazy. You know, humanity has been euthanized. We all have been lulled to sleep. You know, have you ever noticed that how you get confused if somebody talks really fast? You ever notice how when events started happening really fast, you get a little woozy? You ever remember when you was a kid and you was on the merry-go-round? You would get on the merry-go-round, and it's going round and round in circles really, really fast, and it kind of makes you a little woozy, a little drunk. You lose your equilibrium. Well, that is what the power structures do. That's their plan. So they want to move things around so fast. They want to have so much stuff, crazy stuff, weird stuff. What happened to Ebola? Remember Ebola was out? What happened to the swine flu? What happened to the H1N1? I remember when they was talking about, then all of a sudden it just dropped off. I remember when AIDS was on the planet. They came out with AIDS, and they said that AIDS was going to wipe out, it was going to do this, and Magic Johnson had AIDS. You ever see Magic Johnson? Magic Johnson is in great health. Now, I actually know Dr. Sabi, who cures AIDS, and they say AIDS is incurable. And I know the guy who has 100% success rate. Go talk to Magic Johnson. Talk to Magic Johnson's wife, who knew Dr. Sabi, who told Magic Johnson, you might want to do what he suggests. That's why Magic Johnson is still walking around the planet. And so they use what they call the Heligan dialectic, create a problem, offer the solution. So this brings about insanity. Now, it's not the type of insanity. It brings about what is called a polarization. So a polarization means that you are compounded by so many different world events that you can't keep up with them, so therefore you lose interest. Like right now, what's going on in Africa? I have no idea. Number one, they don't report it. But right now, there's some major stuff going on in Africa. What about the Middle East? What about Russia? What about China? So there's problems going on all over the world. But the goal is to divide it and to compound it so that way you are overwhelmed by it. What happens when the brain is overwhelmed? The brain then starts to dull down, if you will. It checks out because it knows it can't respond. For example, there's chemtrails in the air. So what can I do about the chemtrails in the air? Since I can't do nothing about it, I ignore it. I go outside and I go jogging. I come back in and my throat is burning. It's a little itchy because of the chemtrails that's in the air. And so the most important thing that we have to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, is that all of this is done on purpose. There's a gentleman by the name of Joseph Mengelen. Joseph Mengelen. He was a German high-ranking officer in Nazi Germany during Hitler's time. He made the following statement. He said, "The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're doing it." In other words, the bigger the lie, the more people buy it. Let me say that again. And it works like clockwork. The bigger the lie, the easier it is to sell. So that's what they do. They sell big stuff, and nobody blinks. Nobody says anything about it because they say, "Oh, that can't be true." People say, "Well, you know, the government put fluoride in the water. Fluoride kills you. Fluoride is like rat poison." Don't believe me? Just go get a box of fluoride and drink it. But it's in your toothpaste. Nobody says nothing about it. Everybody's cool with it. It's in your water. Now, chemtrails have metal shavings in it. Everybody knows that you go outside, you see that cloud. They've been talking about chemtrails for years. There should be mass. Everybody in the United States should be picketing right now because of chemtrails. Now, genetically modified organisms is outlawed in Africa, outlawed in China. Genetically modified organism has been scientifically proven to cause severe problems in our health, even milk. Now, we are the only species that drinks another species' milk. Now, I have nothing against the milk industry. I just find that it's really odd that a cow that's twice, sometimes three, four times our size, we drink its milk. Now, it's been scientifically proven that calcium, that milk that we drink and that we give to our children, causes osteoporosis. Don't believe me? Do the research. Just do the research. So why are they giving our babies stuff to cause our babies problems? So your baby, as soon as it comes out the womb, what do? They inject it with something called a vaccination. Now, they're saying they try to stop disease. You do know that they actually inject the disease into the body to help the body build up antibodies. But they don't tell you that there's this other stuff inside the vaccination called mercury that they inject into your baby that causes altruism in some babies, but it dumbs you down. It numbs you, so that way it dumbs you. And the list goes on and on. We're just scratching the surface about the stuff that they're doing. See, we've all been medically conditioned. Now, I've read and I've talked about pharmakeia. I have a book called Pharmakeia that comes from the English word sorcery. Now, brothers and sisters, in the book of Revelation, it says that the great men, how do they take over the world? It says that the great men of the world use sorcery to overtake the world. That's how the cosmogonia overtakes the world. So we think sorcery is mysticism. We don't understand because I know I didn't. When I was a licensed and ordained minister, I just read the word, and then I went and sat down. Then I started looking up the definitions of these words, and I saw that the word pharmakeia means medical. It means what in the text is not included in the Bible, the cutting of roots. We call them today a herbalologist, somebody who practices herbs. Now, the fallen angels taught mankind, the cutting of roots. They taught mankind, if I can talk tonight, how to go into the fetus or into the womb and kill the fetus. We call it abortion. Now, this is written in documents that were written, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 years ago before there was such a thing as abortion. They taught women the wearing of makeup. Now, all of this is inside of the Book of Enoch, which I've read, The Secrets of the Book of Enoch. It explains that the fallen Nephilim taught mankind all of this. They established a shadow government that controls the real government behind the scenes. Now, this is for anybody that's done any research, this is, again, GP. That's why I can share it. You can go to Google and you can research this. The information that's not on Google is the information that I'm not at liberty to share, except, again, with the private audience. Because there is a big difference between when you don't know, you don't know that you don't know. Let me say that again. How are you supposed to know what you don't know? Can somebody help me out with that? So how are you supposed to know what you don't know? When you don't know that you don't know that you don't know, it is very easy for you to keep being fooled because you don't know. If I don't know, I was born into this world. This world was already established when I got here. The shadow government has been in existence since the garden because the founder of the shadow government is the shadow himself, a.k.a. Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever name you want to use. He's the founder of the New World Order. It didn't start with Freemasonry. It didn't start with the Knight Templars. It didn't start with the Bilderberg Group. Those are just all clones that have all been used by shadow government. So how can you know what you don't know? You can't unless you wake up. See, something happens. When I woke up, my life changed. When you've been awakened, the world is completely reversed. From everything that you've been told and everything that you've been taught, you see that the world is in reverse. Now, this is contrary to belief. I got to say a word, and I'm going to leave it at that. And you can do your research, or you can join me, preferably at the $400 level, so you can get all 10 copies of my book, including this book. And this word is one of the most dangerous words that anybody can say that is in the know. Now, again, brothers and sisters, I'm not here. I don't do fear. If people say, well, brother, man, you know all of this stuff, blah, blah, you know, you should be afraid. Like, what are you going to do? I am happy. I sleep good at night because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I'm not afraid. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. See, I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So when you come into the understanding that this system, let me break this down before I drop this nugget. This cryptocracy, this crypto-hidden democracy government, this is the actualization of a geopolitical dichotomy, which simply means that they are basically, there is a hierarchy that is diametrically opposed to the true God. So it is a social political order. It's not a new world order. It's a sociological political order that has a scope of influence that blows your mind. This scope of influence permeates every area of society so that the national system, this harmonious arrangement, this cosmos, this nebula is under the spell of what I call the Cosmogrator. Now, all of the ancient text says that this was an unauthorized production. Now, I have that inside of my book, the Cosmogrator. The average Joe, when they read that, they don't understand. Matter of fact, I've had people call me and they stop reading my book because of that. When they get to that part, that chapter in the book, about midway through the book, of the Cosmogrator, he's the God of this world. The Bible says that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. So I don't understand why Christians get upset when I quote the Bible. The Bible says that Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. It didn't say 3/4 of the world. It didn't say everybody but you or but me. I'm deceived too. That's why I pray every night. Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Father, I'm in the know. Help my unknowing. Father, I found the truth. Help my lack of truth. Because if the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify it to you, you are a cooked goose. The Holy Spirit is the only thing that can lead you and guide you into all truth. Why? Truth doesn't exist on the planet. contrary to popular belief. Now, again, I got science and metaphysics and ancient texts to prove every statement that I make and everything that's in every book that I've ever written. And so it's very, very important because, again, I've done hours, I've done years, over 40-plus years. I started doing this when I noticed that something was different about my mother from everybody else's mother. So my mom walked around in a zombie state, and this lady called Sister X had power over her. I didn't understand. Because when I became a father, I really got really angry when I had children. Because I didn't allow nobody to put their hands on my child. And so for my mom to watch as some lady beat the snot out of all of us, and then the lady turned around and beat my mom, and my mom was cool with it, and the lady had a Bible in her hand, I knew something was off. I didn't know what, but at 6 years old, I said the following statement. At six, and I said, I don't know what the truth is, but I'm going to find it. At 6 years old, I've been on that journey ever since because I knew something was not right. I may not know what the truth is, but I know what it ain't. And what we got ain't the truth. Pardon my French. So how do they maintain this illusion? Two words, mental conditioning. Now, brothers and sisters, how do you know that you are not mentally conditioned? See, truth drives itself. I remember that I saw this picture on Facebook. It shows some lions, and it says truth doesn't have to be defended. Truth is like a lion. You just let it go. It'll defend itself. Truth has a way of just blowing down illusions unless you are programmed. Let me show you how you've been programmed. Myself. Now, I'm talking about myself because when I pray, like I ask to be removed off the planet of truth. So thankfully, the Father says, well, we'll give him a few more years on the planet. So let's open up his eyes so he can see a couple of things. Because I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. January the 1st of 2009, you guys had the story. I was ready. It was a wrap, man. I was done. I was through. I had messed up on a level that you can't mess up, and I knew it. And so I checked out of the mental conditioning game. So the name of the game, there are people who have designed, they call it advertising, by the way, they promote what is called the Matrix. This is an established pattern that is designed to capture your attention. That's it. And hold it. And so now it's disguised as entertainment, but it's actually entertainment. It's designed to enter and tame you. So entertainment is something that allows entities to enter into your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations, your intellect, and tame you, to numb you. See, I can't dumb you until I numb you, because you got a spirit, and your spirit gonna say, don't do that. You got a conscience, so I gotta get rid of the conscience. See, I can't get you to kill nobody. I can't get you to go. You ever look at what people do? Have you ever watched World Star Hip Hop? They post this crap on Facebook. Sadly, it's primarily African Americans. Have you ever seen what they do on World Star Hip Hop? If you haven't seen it, go to Google and type in World Star Hip Hop. It is the most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen in my life. How in the world do people do it? Now, I worked in a supermax prison. I've sit face to face and talked with killers who chopped up bodies and ate them. One dude I talked to, that knucklehead, oh, I can't even tell you what he did. I mean, this was crazy, quite crazy stuff. How do you do that? They have been medically numbed down, mentally numbed down. That way they've dumbed you down. Now, this is some really, really atrocious stuff because I was exposed to that environment. And I thank God for that because it taught me a lot. Because I thought I was a bad guy. You know, I thought I was a thug. I really thought I was a bad dude until I went to work in the prison. The craziest thing, I used to walk around, my chest stuck out. I really thought I was a thug. until I went in and saw real thugs. That's why you got little kids, they acting bad. Take them to, I mean, every child, every male child, parents should take them. They used to do the whole scared straight. I don't know if they do that anymore. Every male child should take a visit to a supermax prison on death row and just look in their eyes. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is just go in, hear those doors slam behind you. That way you know you can't leave. And then just let the little child just walk down the center of the court aisle and just let him look into the eyes of killers. You ever go to the zoo and look into the eyes of a lion? The next time you go to the zoo, I want you to stop and I want you to make eye contact with the lion and then don't remove your eye contact. Watch how fear grips your heart when the lion looks at you. When a lion looks at you, he looks through you. You are meat to him. Those are killers. Killers, they don't, I mean, most killers, most people who think they thugs, they just playing church. They're not thugs. I meet guys all the time, and they say, yo, yeah, man, this dude, man, he's a bad dude. I'm like, really? They bring him over there, man, you know. I'm like, dude, it's a joke to me. He ain't no killer. He ain't no thug. He's a mama's boy. He's a pretender. And so if we don't understand what is going on, your body has been flooded with drugs since your birth. You have been deprived of nutrition. Do you know the nutritional value of an apple is zip? Why do you think they got these little small seedless watermelons now? You cannot find a full-seeded watermelon. Why? The little ones that don't have no seeds, according to Genesis, he says everything that has seed will be for your food. That's why they're taking out the seeds. Where do seedless grapes come from? You can't find grapes with seed anymore, hardly. Why? It has no nutritional value. So you are overweight, but you're starving to death. You go to a medical doctor right now. You're 300 pounds, and your blood cells, they're all starving. So you will die of starvation. And you're 400, 500, 600 pounds. You're not overweight. You're overweight. There's no nutritional value in our food. Do you know that they have this crap inside of the ionosphere to block the sunlight? Let me tell you what's really going on, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you really want to know, so I'm just going to give you this. Again, this is the GP version tonight. So you think you go outside, the sun has been watered down. The sun can't get through because there's a cloud. Now, you do know that the pictures that NASA, nobody has ever seen the Earth from space. Nobody on planet Earth, unless you're an astronaut, unless you're part of NASA, and you know that NASA, N-A-S-A, is N-A-Z-I. So you know that the NASA was founded by the Nazis. You do know that's not nothing new. And so you really think they got your best interest. So they show you pictures. Now you can go to Google Earth right now, and certain parts of Google Earth are blurred out. You don't want to know why they blur that out. And so the images that we see of planet Earth, they are doctored. They're photoshopped. They can't show you the real picture of planet Earth. And so your food supply, what about your education? Enough about food. What about education? I mean, do you know what they're teaching the kids today? My son's a senior. And my son is like, he's been bored. He rides, he leaves, he goes to school, and then he come over here. I said, Kenneth, what are you doing here? He walked out of class and said, Dad, I don't know what they're doing, Dad. I can't do this anymore. He already got enough credits to graduate, so he just got to show up. So he show up here, check in, and he just leave, ride around, go out to eat, come over here, hang out, and then he go back. Sure, he makes straight A's. Because the education is it's dumbed down. So the education system has been dumbed down. The media, fully controlled. So they provide us with mind-numbing information. This so-called entertainment is designed to entertain you. It enters inside of you. It tames you down, calms you down. Otherwise, you're going to be like me. You start asking questions. There is no preacher in San Antonio that will talk to me. They won't talk to me. My members of my old church, when I was bumping to them, I went to a family funeral a while back, and I saw my old pastor, and it's interesting. They all know because they all seen my, they on Facebook. Every once in a while, they listen to a few of my shows. They won't talk to me. Because they're part of the Gestapo. I'm going to tell you this one word that's a cookie blower here in just a moment. So this electromagnetic smog. Now, I've done many shows on electronic smog. I talk about it all the time. What can we do about it? Absolutely nothing. I'm just letting you know. So people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, what's the use? My son told me, Dad, I don't want to hear no more of this stuff you're telling me, man, because I'm getting very disinterested in being on the planet. And I said, BJ, I'm telling you this, man, so that way you're aware of it, because that is the way that it doesn't affect you. I've been talking about all of this stuff, but it doesn't affect you when you're aware of it. Now, there are things that you can do. Remember, they're putting stuff in. Your job is to get it out. So what do I do? I do what is called, now ask Dr. Saber, he'll tell you. So this stuff causes mucus inside of the body. Why do they put chemtrails in your air? Because it builds up mucus inside the body. We call it pus. Your white blood cells are working overtime. So you ever notice when you get a cut or something and there is, or when you get a cold and the stuff that comes out of your nose, when you get a cold, what is that? That is the white blood cells killing the virus or the bacteria. So that stuff can't get out. Your body right now, as I'm speaking, everybody listening to this show, you need to do an interior shower. I was telling a good friend of mine that today. You need to take a shower on the inside of the body. How do you shower the inside of the body? How do you put a scrub brush inside of your intestines? Watermelon diet. Now, I've been doing that since I was 6. I don't know why. Just something told me to do it. I'm the only member of my family that don't have high blood pressure, sickle cell, diabetes, or some other disease. Not that I'm God's gift to the planet. I just got common sense, and I listen to the spirit. Watermelon is liquid fiber. It is one of the, it is the only, you can't find it anymore. You cannot find, it's very hard to find a seeded, large watermelon. If you do, you should latch onto it. That's worth more than gold. Because watermelon is fiber and water. And so the fiber goes inside and it cleanses the but you can't eat anything else when you eat the watermelon. That's the problem. Now, I've been doing this. Again, I do it all the time. If you got a bloated stomach, eat watermelon for 3 days. It's tough, but that's unknown. Now, some people do a liquid fast. That's great, but you don't have the fiber. So you need fiber and water. Now, you can take Metamucil and all of this stuff that they sell over the counter. That stuff doesn't work. Why? It's not natural. The body can assimilate it. Now, again, that's inside of my book, The Rotation Diet, that I highly recommend everybody to get a copy of, because what is killing you is not what you eat. What's killing you is that you can't get it out after you eat it. So the powers that be, they know this. So they flood their body. They put so much in because they know you don't know how to get it out. Now, that's just one of my tricks that I do, and I've been doing for years. So people look at me all the time. I tell them my age. People are really shocked when they say, dude, you can't be that old. I'm old as dirt. I was around with Moses. Well, not that old, but I've been around a little bit. So let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. There are some fundamental questions that you should be asking yourself right now. How in the world can our government, the United States Corporation of America, how can they control, along with some help, the entire globe and promote this agenda to kill off 3 billion people? How's it done? Well, this secret shadow government controls what I call staged shootings in plain sight. Now, I was a cop. I was in law enforcement. Some of the stuff that goes out down, when they did the Boston bombing, I was like, come on, man, are you serious? Now, no disrespect, brothers and sisters, trust me. I'm not trying to disrespect. People have lost loved ones in these staged bombings. 9/11, staged. Now, everybody knows about that. No building drops straight down. There's if you're still on that bandwagon, man, I mean, it's, I don't know what to tell you, man. There's so many. There's a plethora of YouTube videos where everybody and their grandmother, they got six-year-old children explaining that 9/11 was a bust. So everybody's aware of that. That's nothing new. And so if you can understand that this system that we have is staged, every event is staged. And so there is a murderous arrogant, obviously you got to be arrogant to pull off some of the stuff that they're pulling off. And so they believe that they are the chosen ones. So they believe that if they promote enough evil, it will bring in their Messiah, because this is a Zionistic. Now, you do know Judaism, again, the Talmud Jews, the Orthodox Jews, they're still waiting on the Messiah. They don't believe that Yahushua was the Messiah. We all know that, right? Everybody knows that they are still waiting on their Messiah. So they are doing things to help usher in their Messiah. So they believe by doing evil, it is help bringing good. That's what they believe. Now, they're not going to tell you that. This is only taught in the higher levels. So when you get to the higher levels, you start to see that all of this is by design. And so by bringing in mayhem, it brings in their Messiah. They are ushering in the Messianic age. They will tell you that with tears rolling down their cheek. They believe that they are actually doing God's will. What do they say during the Inquisitions? What do they say during the Trail of Tears? Every major event in human history that was an atrocity was done in the name of God. If you believe that God is on your side, you'll kill your mama. You will do anything because you believe that you are being empowered by on high. So all I got to do is flip the script to get you to believe God wants you to kill black people. Now, I've talked to people of the Aryan Nation. They showed me in the scripture where one of Noah's sons was born with dark skin and Cush, and he was a bad guy. And so trouble followed him. And so they told me when I talked to them inside the prison, this is why we got to kill black people. And so they explained to me why they go out and they hate black people. You know what? If I was raised by the KKK with that environment, I would do the same thing. Why? It makes sense. But the problem is, it's thinking. But if you was raised in that environment, if that's all you know, so now when I meet somebody that's a member of the KKK, hey, no disrespect. I understand. Now, it's flawed, but at least I understand it. I at least understand where you got your flawed system from. So, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying, that I'm not saying that I am saying. It's really, really important, because there are the Hazakazi Jews that, again, these guys, they don't play. There is an organization that started from the lineage of what is the modern-day Rothschilds, the banking family. I didn't tell you that. That controls the globe. Now, I've done many shows on Joseph Frank. It's called Frankism. There's another guy by the name of, I can't tell you his name, but I can tell you this. It's called Sabbatarianism. Where we get the word Sabbath? S-A-B-B-A-T-E-A-N. In my private lecture and in my book, I break all of this down. I break all of this down. And brothers and sisters, it is, it is a cookie blower. I get into what I call the root races inside of my book that deals with the ontology of mankind. And I explain this little known ram or ideal that they call, it's like a Golgotha, but it's pronounced, it's spelled A-G-H-A-R-T-A. And what this is, again, it is a belief system that empowers them. Now, remember, if you believe you are doing God's will, then you do not hold back. You believe that you are promoting good. Now, the smoking gun that I want to drop in your lap as I bring this message to a close, again, this is this global oligarchy, O-L-I-G-A-R-C-H-Y. You want to Google global oil. Now, I broke down yesterday, God. God, to these guys, is gold, oil, and diamonds. Gold, oil, and diamonds, G-O-D. It is there is a Babylonian god named Gad, G-A-W-D. He's the god of good fortune and controlling men's destiny. We talked about that on yesterday's show. Now, this is basic history that has been taken away. Not really taken away. They lie by omission. They just didn't put it in. They're just not promoting it. We'll put it that way. So it's not like they're lying. They're just not really promoting it. Now, there is what is called Judeo-Messianic theory. The Judeo-Messianic theory. This is only taught in the higher levels. There's a book called The Principles of the Learned Elders of Zion. You want to blow your cookies, read that book. It's on Google for free. On Google for free. It will verify everything that I'm telling you. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion talks about Judeo-Messianic. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word Judeo, believers, Christians, and the word Masons, those two words don't go together. But there's an organization where those two cats, they hang out. In fact, they have a secret coalition. Now, you do know Cain is the father of modern-day Freemasonry. The word Cain, where we get the word gain. Cain is gain. Now, when God kicked him out of the garden, the first thing that he did was build a city. Don't believe me? Go to Genesis. Read it for yourself. Remember, you don't believe what nobody says, myself included. You do your own research to study to show yourself approved unto God. When you do your research, what you will find is that when Cain left, the first thing that he did was build a city. Then who shows up? Nimrod. And from Nimrod on down, we've been a steady flow of these guys that are all related to Nimrod. You can trace their lineage all the way back. These are the individuals that's a part of the shadow government. Now, we all know their names. Again, this isn't anything new that I'm sharing with you. What I'm not at liberty to share on this platform, because this platform and all media platforms are owned by the members of this secret government. So do you really, and I was in the middle of doing this show, and boom, I lost everything. The show just disconnected. Now, this happens a lot. I don't know if you notice that sometimes I'll be doing my show, and all of a sudden the sound just drops off. You guys are disconnected. People text me all the time, say, hey, brother Will, I was listening to your show, man, and then you got toward the end, and you was talking about this, and then, boom, your show just disconnected. Do you know that I will record a show, and then I play it back, and then there's a five-minute gap of silence about what I was just talking about, especially when I'm talking about the psychopathic behavior of these madmen, basically, that are empowered by the reptilians. Now, inside of my book, I talk a lot about the different types of mankind. Now, this is very, very important because this helps you to understand the shadow government. Because most people say that, well, people can't do that. That is absolutely correct. The people that do this, they are what is called human drones. These human drones are homunculus. They are humanoid creatures with reptilian. They are amphibian-like, meaning in the Bible they're called Anakin. If you read inside of the Helios Biblius, inside of the Bible, every time they usually end in ice. The Amorites, the Amalekites, all of the ites, these were called the Anakin. Inside of the Hebrew, they refer to beings that was 9 to 12 feet in height. These guys were giants. They were huge. They were the Anakin. The descendants of Cain, they were the great men of renown. These are not Homo sapiens, contrary to popular belief. They look like us. They walk like us. They talk like us. But their DNA, scientifically proven, and I talk about this inside of my book as well, scientifically proven, they got a different DNA structure than we do. Totally different than our DNA structure. Now, brothers and sisters, again, I don't do scare tactics. This is not no show to try to come up and scare you into, joining my organization, going out and start forming a cult, or, collecting food and all that. None of that stuff is going to do you any good. People say, well, you know, I'm going to do this brother, I'm going to do that brother. You know, all of these survival guys that's selling the survival stuff, you can have solar stuff, but they're going to block out the sun. Okay, you can have, you know, stuff that's going to purify water, but there ain't going to be no water. Okay, you got stuff that's going to do this. Well, they got stuff that's going to electro. They got stuff that can, how can I put it? It's called frequency. Now, there is such a thing as frequency healing. There's also such a thing as frequency killing. So, I know cancer has a frequency. So, if I emit that frequency and it goes into your body develops cancer cells. You don't have cancer. But I can put disease into you by frequency. I can also, now this was proven by Royal Raymond Rife in 1920. This isn't new stuff, brothers and sisters. This is old stuff. So you mean to tell me that, okay, you're going to do this, that, and other? So that's not going to do you no good. That's why Yahushua has to come back. Otherwise, like he says in his word, even the if he didn't shorten the time, even the elect would be deceived. This hidden form of government called, again, cryptocracy has totally taken over what we call America. And it is what it is. My job is to assist you with exiting out of this system. And the way that you exit out of the system is to be aware of the system. There is a hidden language that is in mainstream media. This language is a coded language that all of the world governments use. This language is based upon the same thing that I use, except they use numerics. I use alphanumerics. So that's how I got the system. This governmental numeric or numeric system, it was originally derived from the ancient mystery school religions. So they took this ancient mystery school religion and they developed a system that only the elite and the hidden class can understand it. And this system is a coded system based upon sacred geometry. And what Dr. Leonard Horowitz, no disrespect to Dr. Horowitz, but what he's promoting actually decomposes the DNA. He's telling everybody that it assembles the DNA. Okay, if Dr. Leonard Horowitz was legit, he'd be dead already. You really don't think they're going to allow Alex Jones, if he was legit, he'd be dead. They're going to let you have a syndicated talk show that reaches millions of people and go to. So Alex Jones made his debut because he smuggled himself into the Bahamian Grove and made a little video and came out and then he blew up. Really? Who's Alex Jones? What's his real name? You might want to do a little research on the people that's providing you with your information. See, I don't get my information from none of the mainstream media. Because they're all part of the mainstream government numerics. This system is a Orwellian from George Orwell's. I don't know if you heard of George Orwell. That's a name you might want to research. Or join me. Because all of this stuff is now inside of, like, Stephen King. No disrespect. I don't know the guy. Great movies. Close Encounters, The Third Kind, you know, Jurassic Park. I think he made that movie. All of these great movies, all of these great stuff. You know, even old girl that made all of the Harry Potter movies. Yeah. Where did he get all that stuff from? So the elites power or empower certain people that promote their agenda. That's basically all I'm saying. All I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, is just to open your eyes and be aware of what is going on right in front of you. And your question will be, okay, Brother Will, what do I do? Okay, when we talk health, the number one thing that you have to do to remain healthy, you have to get sunlight when it's out. You have to drink distilled water. Distilled water is the only water that the molecules are declustered and empty. Every other water system the water molecules cluster. They clump together instead of separate so that they can't remove waste out of your system. So, again, distilled water and do some type of division. All this inside of my book, The Rotation Diet. Food combining is what is destroying you. It's not the food. It's the combining. You're eating the wrong types of food at the same time. No other country eats what we call hamburgers. They don't eat simple carbs and protein together. Why? When the acid in the stomach can't, they can only break down one acid at a time. So it neutralizes the acid in the stomach. That's why the food in America sits in our gut for 7 days. No other country does it does that. Go to Japan. See how many overweight people you see in Japan. When I was stationed over there, I saw none, except for the sumo wrestlers. And they fed them rice. What is rice? Starch. You can't eat starch and protein at the same time. You are killing yourself. That's the health secret. The wealth secret. The wealth secret is simple, brothers and sisters. I was talking about it earlier today. Clarity. This confusion, all of this stuff you're trying to do, and you got 30 different projects going on, and all of this stuff, no, you need clarity of purpose. That's the only way, because then you're aligning with God. And now it becomes God's agenda. See, if you're promoting your dream, God bless you. But if you're promoting God's will, all of heaven aligns with you, and they assist you. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm successful. This is my I would rather be on here talking about something else. But thankfully, God has wired me in such a way that I find this stuff interesting. So the key to wealth is clarity of purpose. Let me say it again. The key to wealth is clarity of God, not talent, not trait, not skill, purpose. Because the Bible says that your gift will make room for you on the planet and take you before the king or kings of the planet. Your gift, not you. Your gift, not you. Your gift, not you. Stop promoting yourself and start promoting your gift. First thing you might want to do, you might want to find out what it is. If you need help with finding out what your gift is, again, go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Dear Kinnear Report. Order your Dear Kinnear Report today. It is a DNA base. Your DNA is your DBA. Let me say that again. Your DNA is your DBA. DBA is doing business as. And last but not least, what we've just been talking about, what is the secret to understanding spiritual knowledge? It's not a secret at all. It's right there in the Bible. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. How do I know all this stuff? Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit tells me, it's almost, I don't hear no audible voice. There's no bright light. There's no burning in the bush experience. I just have an inward knowing. I read something and I know it's the truth. I can't explain it. I have no facts. Most of the stuff I come on here with Blog Talk and I spit it out and I have no proof whatsoever. I get the proof after I say it. Because I know I've been doing this long enough that I trust the Spirit. The Spirit of God, brothers and sisters, will never lead you. God is not the author of confusion. What you will find is most people who ask questions, the answers that they get produces more confusion. If you ask a question, don't ask a question to receive an answer. Ask the question to receive understanding. So I answer questions by not giving you the answer. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, what is the truth? I don't give them the answer. I give them understanding so that way they can get the answer. Never ask the question seeking a simplistic answer. That doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. Ask the question seeking understanding. That leads to expectation that develops into manifestation. Whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. That is the secret to spiritual power. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everyone so much for joining me on today's show. Again, this is this topic I discuss in private. Again, you can partner with me at the $25 level, the $50 level, or the $75 level. Either one of those, whichever one is comfortable for you. If you want a copy of everything that I say for 2015, it's $400 a month for 10 months or $4,000 for the year. This message, every message that I speak in public, in private, every book, every note, everything that I do for 2015. 2015, if you didn't hear the message, is the year of the eight. Take the number eight. First of all, look at the number 2015. Two plus zero is two. Two plus one is three. Three plus five is eight. This is the, again, the frequency of infinity or eternity. Because if you take the eight and turn it on its side, that's what you get. You get two, basically, kirkas or circles that are spinning. It's called toroidal energy. It's called tachyon energy. It's called scalar energy. All of these energies is inside of this kirka, this church, or this spinning circle. This is the year of order. Now, again, the Antichrist is promoting disorder, but the true Christ is promoting order. What I am revealing in 2015 will get your house in order for whatever's coming. If you want to get in order in the area of wealth, if you want to get in order in the area of health, if you want to get in order in the area of spiritual wisdom, you need to listen to the souls at your convenience, and you need a copy of them because I don't know how long the internet is going to be up. So this stuff I'm putting in writing, I'm putting on recording, I'm putting it on CDs, I'm putting it on the USB, I'm putting it in print, and I'm mailing it to you. None of this downloading stuff. If you join me at the $400 level, everything that I got and everything that I know at the end of this year, you will have and you will know. You will no longer be walking around with a truth. You will have the truth. Now, you may not believe it. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow, but you at least have it. And if you believe in the Ruach and the Numa, if you believe in the Father of Life, if you believe that there is a supreme being that is hiding himself, herself, itself, whatever word that floats your boat, for whatever reason, and he's allowing the Cosmogrator, and again, I talk about this, it says in the ancient text, you got 7 days. So God gave him 7 days. Now, 1 day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is that 1 day. So this isn't new. But guess what? His 7 days is almost up. And the Father is establishing a new heaven and a new earth. It's going to be a wonderful time. My brothers and my sisters, again, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Join me again. I do a noon show, and I do the 7 p.m. show. As long as you guys continue to support me with your donations, I will continue to do this, and I may add a third show. One show for wealth, one show for health, one show for wisdom. As long as the support keeps coming, I'm keep rolling it. Once the support is no longer there, I'm just going to be doing this for the people who partner with me at the $400 level to make sure that they get this information because it's too important for you guys not to have it. It is my wish that I would have to do the private thing. I would like to have enough support that I could tell everything that I know on open air for everybody. That's my goal. That's my intention. But the support is just not there. And if I'm going to take that kind of risk, then I need to make sure that my family is taken care of, just in case I'm not here. But I'm okay with that because I know I'm not going nowhere because, again, purpose, you can't be tested in purpose. Remember Peter? The devil desires to shift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. See, as long as you are in purpose, the enemy cannot harm you until your purpose is fulfilled. Once your purpose is fulfilled, then you don't die. You're not killed. You're transferred. You go from one reality to another. You walk out of this dimension, you walk right into the next dimension. So see, I know what's coming, so I don't have the fear that a lot of people have of death. If I transfer tomorrow, that means that everything that I was supposed to say and do, I ran the race and I finished my course, so it's okay for me to leave. But I'm not going nowhere until my job is done. And so every person that's listening to this show, if there was something that was said today of value to you, and if you would like that, now I would love to be able, like I said before, to be able to share all of this, even the most dangerous stuff. I still would share it if the support was there. But if the support is not there, then there's no reason for me to share it. There's no reason for me to take the risk. So I'm going to share it and take the risk with the people who believe in me and who support me, and that's at the $400 level. Now, $400 is a lot of money. I understand that. Trust me, I understand that. But in my defense, the information that I'm sharing with you is a good 20 plus years of research. It's 10 books. Each book is about 400 pages. It's 200 one-hour audio shows plus these free shows. I didn't even talk about the free stuff, which is two, sometimes three, 30 minutes to an hour show a day. So at the end of 2015, you're going to have enough information to basically start your own bookstore or library. So, again, join me if you can. For more information, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Brother Will, every month, count me in, $400 a month. I want everything you got. Or I can't do the $400 a month, brother, but I can do $75. Or I can do $50. Or I can do $25. And now, remember, brothers and sisters, even at the $400 a month level, we can negotiate as far as how that is paid. It ain't got to be all at one time. If you know at the end of the year you get coming into some money, you can do $100 a month and then do $500 or $600 a month later on. Again, email me if you want to discuss it. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you eternally. God bless you.
Produced by Cornby.
Be Jola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight in it. Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like exposure. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folders. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find.